Blog Talk Radio.
Policies and stuff like that there. But who knows, I might put something up there again for YouTube. But anyway, let's get right down to the nitty and the gritty. Tonight's episode is NLP FIM Season 6, Episode 16, The Times They Are a Changeling. Now, when I heard this, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, they're going to be attacked by changelings. So anyway, it opens up with Starlight and Twilight on a train heading for the Crystal Empire. Twilight is going to go visit her niece along with Starlight. And, of course, Spike is there with him as well. He's kind of sort of in disguise, and they're wondering why he's in a disguise. And he explains to them, well, since this is just a social visit, every time they visited before, the Crystal Ponies always mobbed him. So he's wearing a disguise, so it wouldn't interfere with, you know, their time with the baby and the rest of the family. And Spike was wondering how they find out that, you know, since he was in disguise, you know, like, how'd you know it was me? I mean, evidently, A, you got on the train with him, and B, you were the only other one there besides them. And so anyway, he decides to change his little outfit since his cover was already blown, and he looked like Carrot Top in a way. Carrot Top in a trench coat, you know, something that young girls really like to see, you know. This type of trench coat he has, you know, that you walk into the schoolyard area with, you know. But anyway, and he also had his Rarity plushie with him. That was kind of cool. But, so anyway, they end up in the Crystal Empire, and when they get there, it's almost abandoned. It's like all the ponies are hiding somewhere. And Spike turns around and goes, well, I guess since there's no pony around, I might as well just take off my disguise. And sure enough, the minute he takes off, he gets mobbed. And it's like, see what I tell you. Twilight speaks up and was wondering where all the ponies were at. And two of the ponies look back at him, and they're sitting there saying, well, it looks like the Princess of Friendship. We could be wrong. Maybe one, either these all might be, you know, false, you know, images of the people we know. And then they turn around and they go, everybody run, and it's like a drop Spike. It's typical. Just about almost every episode, Spike's either getting slammed to the ground or a door shoved in his face. One of the two. Spike really needs to keep his feet on the ground and stay away from doors, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, they're heading towards the Crystal Castle, and they are stopped by two guards. And the guards are sitting there, and they go, "Hold! Who goes there?" It's like, and Starlight goes, "Don't you know the Princess of Friendship when you see her?" It's like, "Well, it looks like them, but we don't really know." And it's like, "You're asking for ID?" I mean, it's like, "Oh yeah, I'm the Princess of Friendship. Here, let me get my ID here." And then Spike kind of tries to intervene and says, "Well, anybody who's a friend of Spike the Brave and the Glorious is a friend of the Crystal Empire, so come on, let us through." And it's like, "No, it really looks like him, but we really don't know." It's like, okay, we got some stupid guards there. But anyway, Cadence and Shining Armor come out with the baby. And of course, Starlight was hoping to see Sunburst again. He's there as well. So anyway, they come out and he goes, "We'll explain," and Shining Armor says, "We'll explain to you in a second, Twily. We just gotta make sure it's really you." So Cadence walks up to her and, does their little sunshine routine. And then everything was cool, and it's like, okay, we now know it's you. The reason why we have all this extra security, yeah, we only see two guards. Real extra security. Is due to the fact that they had a changeling reported in the area. Now, this makes me focus back to episodes 1 and 2, at the end of episode 2, the Chrisling, when everybody sees this dark flying figure heading towards the Crystal Empire, and everybody swears it's a changeling. So, I mean, come on, one single changeling? Unless it's a scout. But where was the air defense around that castle at that time? Seriously. But anyway, there's supposed to be a changeling in the area. So the guards turn around and kind of whisper something to Shining Armor, and Shining Armor goes, "Well, the guards would like to have Sprite, Sprite, yeah, he's a rainbow sprite. No, Spike the Brave and the Glorious come out and help them search for the changeling." And of course, Twilight's a little apprehensive, more of a mother figure instead of, a sisterly figure like, we all expect her to be. But Spike talks her into it, and they go off, and they are out looking for this changeling. So anyway, Spike must have about, estimated about six guards maybe all together with him. And they asked him, they go, "You've faced changelings before. What can we expect?" He goes, "Well, they can basically be like, any one of us." And he goes, "I'll tell you what, in fact, we'd be just about any one of us so much that we need to spread out and do a bigger search area here." So he tells one guard to go this way and the other guard to go the other way, and all of a sudden Spike's standing by himself. It's like, okay, why didn't you just keep two of the guards behind? And that was kind of funny. It's like, okay, now I'm alone. Boy, was that stupid. But anyway, Spike goes off on his own. He goes, "Well, since changelings can be just about anybody, maybe this rock could be a changeling." So he starts, interrogating the rock a little bit. And he goes, "Well, I know you're a changeling." And he kicks the rock. And the rock kind of like breaks and starts sliding, and it also opens up a hole that Spike falls down through. And he's sliding down through, and here's this one rock pillar right in his way. And you know for a fact the way he's sliding, that thing's going straight between the legs. And I'm sitting there going, this is going to hurt. But after impact, you know, there's like a cliff just beyond that. And he's holding on to it so he doesn't fall over. So Spike decides, well, I think I better get back to the guards and help protect the guards, you know, one of those type of deals. And he looks up and he sees a reflection of himself in supposedly, I guess, an ice type mirror of some sort. And he goes, oh, it's just a reflection of me. He turns to walk away and his reflection is still standing there. And Spike goes, wait, what? Turns around and looks. Reflection's still there. So he does that little dance around, you know, hides and what have you. And the reflection's doing the same thing. He's sitting there going, for a minute there, I thought I was going crazy. As he turns and walks away, the reflection turns and walks away, but slips and falls. And he goes, wait a minute. He turns, look back, and then his reflection gets up and looks at him and all of a sudden turns into the changeling. Spike freaks. I mean, you know, I'd freak too if I turned around and looked in the mirror and turned around, went to walk away. My reflection was still there, and it's like, dude, that's creepy. Seriously. So he's trying to run away. He runs right smack dab into this rock that he'd already hit before. Good thing dragons are durable. And he falls off the cliff. And what surprised me is the changeling went and grabbed him and brought him back up, saved his life. So Spike's talking to him, he's like, why would you do something like that, you know? Because I thought, you know, changelings were supposed to be mean and stuff. And so anyway, the changeling was more or less, you know, saying, well, you know, I don't like being mean. I want to be nice. I'd like to have friends. And as he's talking to Spike, he explains that he was at the, you know, the original Canterlot wedding, you know, the invasion on Shining Armor and Cadence's wedding. So they give a little flashback to that. And also the explosion that happened afterwards that scattered all the changelings all over the place. And it made me wonder, it's like when that explosion happened and it scattered all the changelings all over the place, maybe he just wandered towards the Crystal Empire feeling the love there because he feeds off of love. And so anyway, let's see, now where am I on my list here? So anyway, he would like to start off, you know, having friends, and Spike goes, well, I'll be your friend, and all of a sudden he goes, really, would you? And he was, like, so happy that he hissed at Spike, and his long tongue comes out. It's like, that's not a way to greet a friend with, you know, a mouth open, tongue hanging out, and sharp teeth looking at him, you know. And it's like, Spike goes, well, yeah, sure, after he cringes, it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll be your friend, just don't hurt me. And, so anyway, he goes, well, how can we do this? Because the Crystal Empire and all the ponies don't really like us changelings. Had to take a drink there. So Spike turns around and tells him, hey, I'm Spike the Brave and the Glorious. I just let him know that you're my friend. You wait here, I'll let him know that you're my friend, and they'll accept you too. And with that in mind, we are going to pause for station identification, and I will continue on with the story here in just a moment.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. I'm Timberwolf, and we are discussing My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 16, The Times They Are Changeling. So anyway, getting back to the story at hand, Spike takes off. Oh, and before I forget, the changeling says his name is, I have it written down here, Thorax? Yeah, Thorax. And, so he goes back to the Crystal Empire. The guards asked him, did you find a changeling? We were worried about you, you know. He goes, well, I did something better than defeat the changeling. Guards go, oh, you defeated several changelings? No. You defeated all the changelings? No. He goes, what would be even braver and cooler is if I made friends with the changeling. And they just busted a gut laughing. And they sit there and go, well, Spike isn't only brave and glorious, he's also the funniest. And Shiny Armor, you know, who overhears this, steps in, and all the guards just kind of like back away and kind of leave. He goes, that is not a very good joke. And he explains, you know, you do remember what happened at my wedding. You know, Queen Chrysalis, you know, imprisoned my wife and tried to take her place and tried to rule the whole empire. And he made Spike feel pretty bad for, you know, for what he did. And it's like, he goes, okay, Shiny Armor, you're right. It was just a really bad joke. So he goes back to Thorax. And Thorax sat there and says, well, okay, how many new friends do I have? Just me. Spike is kind of low. And so he goes, well, that's okay. He goes, how would any pony that looks like this, and Thorax changes into a pony, you know, be friends with something that looks like this and changes back? At this point in time, Spike gets the idea. He goes, I know how. Change back into a pony and come with me. So he changes back into the pony, comes back into the Crystal Empire, and starts, you know, pretending to be Spike's friend, who is now named Crystal Hoof. And it seemed like all the ponies, you know, just adored him. You know, and so anyway, it gets down to the point where they get into the Crystal Castle. And they come up to Cadence, and Cadence goes, Spike, I understand you've got yourself a new friend here. Any friend of Spike the Brave and the Glorious is a friend of ours. And she allows Crystal Hoof, or Thorax, to get close enough to the baby. Now, the baby's filled with love and everything else like that there. And this changeling is just so hungry. And it's like, he sees the baby, he's starting to get filled with love, and he's starting to, you know, I can't, you know, and as he backs away, he changes back into Thorax, the changeling. And Spike tried to protect him, and Twilight kind of moves him out of the way. And Sunburst says, you know, what kind of explanation do you have, you know, for, you know, all this, Spike? You know, your friend just turned into a changeling. What happened? He goes, I have no explanation for it. I mean, Spike could have turned around and said, now, wait a minute, now, this is my friend, you know, what have you. Thorax takes off. The guards in hot pursuit. Big thing is, the guards didn't tackle the changeling as soon as it changed. Now, that was kind of strange. So, anyway, long story short, since I don't have a lot more time left, I got 10 minutes left. They're out looking for a changeling. The guards say, well, Spike, you should look for, you know, Crystal Hoof, you know, to find out if he's okay. And he goes, well, I think I might know where he is. So Spike goes back to the same hole in the ground where he found Thorax, comes up to the same rock that he hit before, and he's sitting there calling out for Thorax. And sure enough, Thorax is that rock that he was talking to before. And so Spike makes amends with him and says, I'm going to do something that I should have done in the first place. So he takes Thorax back to the Crystal Castle. I don't know how he got him back in there, for one thing, with all the guards running around. But he brings him back in, and you know, everybody's sitting there trying to get Spike away from the changeling. And he goes, no, he's my friend. You know, and then, you know, breaks into a song. What was the name of the song again? A Changeling Can Change, which was a great little song there. He got Twilight to change her mind, because all these ponies are looking at him, staring him dead down, and it's like they're pissed off at him now, and they're mad. They want to get this, you know, changeling, get him, you know, subdued or what have you. And so after the song ends, Twilight, you know, walks up to Spike and says, I'm proud of you. You risked your status here in the Crystal Empire for a friend. And if you say he's a friend of yours, well, he's a friend of mine. So then Thorax comes up and, you know, kind of like, yeah, I wouldn't say shakes, you know, Twilight's hoof, you know, kind of like connects with it and says, thank you. And then Cadence comes up and says, well, on behalf of the Crystal Empire, we would like to extend our hoof and friendship to you as well. And then Shining Armor kind of softens up and says, well, if we would have gotten in, welcome to the Crystal Empire, maybe we can get to know you a little bit better. And Thorax says, well, maybe if I can learn about friendship, I can take it back to the nest, teach them about friendship. This way, the love of their friendship can sustain them instead of taking it from others. And that's pretty much where the story ends. So, my thoughts on the story here. The storyline was great. I really did enjoy seeing Sunburst again and Flory Heart. And also seeing Spike with his own episode and coming through like a champ as well. I really enjoyed the song there, A Changeling Can Change. Spike really did a really good job in singing that, because usually, excuse me, got to take a drink here. Because usually when Spike is a singing role, he's kind of a little off key. But this song was just fantastic. The fact that they're bringing back a changeling who wants to learn friendship is something really abnormal. Now, this is going to take the show in a whole new direction. Now we got a changeling in the Crystal Empire, an empire that is the most filled with love in all the world of Equestria. But it also makes me think, if there is so much love in the Crystal Empire, couldn't all the other changelings, including Queen Chrysalis, pick up on that and kind of like be directed right straight to the Empire? Now, this is some food for thought there. I believe that it's not going to happen in this season, or it might towards the end, I'm not sure. But I think maybe in season 7, I'm looking for Queen Chrysalis and some of her, you know, changelings to actually attempt to attack the Crystal Empire, and Thorax will stop them, or at least try to change their mind about it. Which would be a very interesting concept there. But, you know, I'm looking for that, something like that. That would be an interesting episode as well, but we'll have to just wait and see. Now, my reading on this, like I said, I really didn't find anything too bad with this. You know, with Spike, you know, trying to be disguised. The rarity plushie in his bag was a nice little touch for Spike there. We didn't get too much airtime with Starlight and Sunburst, you know, talking while they were visiting. A lot of chase scenes dealing with the guards, you know. To me, the guards seemed kind of stupid in a way. It's like, this ain't really space yet. I don't know about that. You know, it's like, okay, we know the guards are stupid. Shining Armor needs to put in for replacements. seriously. And I was, you know, actually, I was looking for Flash Sentry to come in somewhere. But evidently, we have not seen him since, what, the Equestria Games? I think. Yeah, I think it was the last time we've seen him, I do believe. Nope, there was one other time we've seen him, I think. I'm not sure. But it hasn't been all that recent we haven't seen him. But anyway, and some of the song was great. Spike being the bigger pony or bigger dragon, learning a lesson about friendship, you know, that you shouldn't, diss your friends just because they are your friends. If someone says, "Hey, is this your friend?" You sit there and say, "No, that's not my friend." You know, you should stick up for your friends. Sit there and say, "Yeah, this is my friend. You know, I don't care if you like him or not. I'm going to risk everything for my friend," which was a good moral there. So all in all, this is one of the better episodes, which there's been a couple of real good episodes in Season 6 so far, and a couple that really stunk. But out of 10, I gave this a 9.25. So that's my review on The Times They Are a Changeling. And hopefully we'll get along the way what I was talking about. Maybe Queen Chrysalis, you know, actually picks up on all the love in Equestria, where it is actually coming from, and makes an attempt at that. Or maybe, you know, another changeling, or maybe she sends a small squad and Thorax talks to them, teaches them about friendship. And then Queen Chrysalis wonders where the squad is, and she goes herself and figures out what the heck's going on. But that's something whatever Hasbro wants to do. I mean, Hasbro goes its own way anyway, it seems. And but I'm looking for it. I'll tell you that much. But anyway. I guess this is probably the end of the show here, I guess. And with the sound of the music, that brings us to the end of another show here. And as always, it's time for me to fly. I hope to catch you all next time, probably sometime next Sunday or so. Until then, this is Timberwolf saying, hope everybody had a great Labor Day, because this is our Labor Day show. And I will catch you next time here on the Wolf Show.